The issue I have is with the CCTV. Why is it not being used to prevent violent incidents? Because it was clear that earlier on in the day, that evening, there was an altercation. It's not rocket science that if you've got a large group of young people that at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning that are drunk and there's been an altercation, surely that someone should have acted on that to prevent any violent situations. And it's not only my son, it's a lot of people are getting hurt that could be prevented.
Yeah, and I ask in the context that Thanet has seen a massive increase in the use of CCTV, but I guess in the case of yourself and your son, that clearly hasn't worked as a deterrent to prevent such serious crimes.
No, there isn't even any signs up anywhere saying that there's CCTV in operation, and maybe that might be a deterrent. Because if you know the CCTV is there, it might just deter somebody.
I guess after what's happened to your son, regardless of the amount of CCTV in the area, neither of you feel any more safer.
No, I don't feel safe at all. The pub where outside the Red Lion where it happened is I'm in a motorcycle club and we used to go down there of an evening sometimes. I won't go to Ramsgate of an evening because of the violence there and you're not safe. And it's not only is Thanet, the whole of Thanet, you're not safe.
So you think it's more widespread, the levels of violence or antisocial behaviour and other crimes?
Yeah, it is. It's we need a bigger police presence and I know it's hard and I know they're underfunded and I must say the police were absolutely brilliant in Curtis's case, but they just seem to be picking up the pieces where if something could be done to stop the incidents and the councils have invested so much money in it, why is it not working?